Right, you join me in Harrogate, attempting to find my hotel in the dark. She's a slightly mad endeavour, I'll be the first to admit. I think I've already gone down one wrong road, but managed to correct it. Now where? Hang on a second. I think left. Find left, Vance. No? Is there not a left? Can you go left? Alright, apparently there isn't a left. Okay, wait there then, Vance. Just watch what's happening with this traffic. Okay, we're going to go forward here. Find the curb. Oh, my case falls over at the wrong moment. Stand, Vance. Stupid case. Find left, Vance. Right. Yeah. Hooray. That's good. We're going down a very steep hill, which I think runs next to Betty's. Very loud music going on down here.
I know.
Straight on, Vance. That's the blues bar. Case carries on as I stop. Right, by the way, Houndy, you're doing splendidly, Vance, I have to say. Right, so we're joining the traffic coming down here, so we're joining the main drag. I need to find a crossing somewhere down here. Oh, good boy, Vance. Well done. Forward. Thank you. Find right. Find right, Handy. It's a bit of an adventure, this. Tell it's the middle of summer. I wouldn't have done it at any other time of the year. But it's just the thought of trying to cram Vance into a saloon car taxi. Wasn't really exciting me, and I don't suppose it would have excited him too much either. So, it seemed that... Ford fans, wandering around Harrogate in the dark, seemed the lesser of those evils. Okay, fans, good boy. Find the way. Now, question is, I'm trying to work out the road layout based on where everyone's driving. Because I can't actually see the roads, only where the cars are when they move and they've got lights on. I'm not sure if we do want to cross here, Vance. Hang on a moment. Forward, let's try. Okay. Straight on, Vance. At which point do we admit defeat and ask somebody where to go? Find the way, Vance. I really don't actually know where I am. Forward, Vance. Oh, I need to be crossing a road. There's something lit up. I wonder if that's the... There's a big hotel in the middle of Harrogate. I wonder if that's that. Pub on the left. I think I'm alright. I think I'm alright. Oh, it's fun, this. Find the way, Vance. Too cocky yet, Robert, you're not over dry yet. Wait there, wait. Let's work out what's happening. Okay, forward. Okay, the car turned right over there. Forward, Vance. Which I think could be where I want to go. Vance, stand please. Can you find right? I want Swan Road. Or is it Swan Lane? Or something to do with swans anyway. Forward, Vance. could be a good time to put on blind square. I'm starting to think. Maybe we'll try and get a little bit closer, assuming we're going down the right road. What's happening here? We seem to be away from the road. Where's that car? I hear a car. Can't see the light. No. Okay, Ford Vance. That's it, good boy. Yeah, I think that's better, Vance. Straight on, Handy. No, I'm thinking I might have gone wrong. Oh dear. I don't think that's quite right. I've gone past a shop and I don't remember there being any shops on the road. There's something really lit up. Okay. Let's get over whatever this road is. Okay, stand there, Vance, stand. Time for Blind Square, which means, sadly, you don't get to join me on this, but because Blind Square doesn't work with audio booth, so bye for now. I'll let you know if I get there. Well, according to Blind Square, I'm here. I'll explain how we got here in a moment. Find the way, Vance, when I find out whether here is where I want to be. Find the way, Vance. Find the way. Steady, steady. Excuse me, is this the Old Swan Hotel, this way?
The Old Swan, this is, yeah.
Okay, whereabouts is the entrance, please?
There to your right.
To my right? Okay, fine, right, Vance.
Oh, wait,
back a bit into the right. Yeah, understood. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Find the way, Vance, find the door. Steady. Is that the door? Nope, not that one. Let's try around a bit further. Yep.
Left again, it's a
Oh, right. Do you know if there's an alternative? Because I can't take him in revolving doors.
Just hold on one minute.
No problem. Thank you. Sorry. Vance.
No,
stand. Just stand.
I'll go and ask him. Just hold on.
That'll be all right. Thank you. I'm sorry to be such a pain. Good boy. You wait there. It turns out at the point when I stopped and put Blind Square on, I was only a road away, so I literally turned around and back to the end of the road, turned right, and we got there. Thank you very much indeed. Steady. Steady, steady, Vance. Right, find right, Vance. Find right. Vance, excuse me. Find right. Stand steady. Oi, oi. Behave yourself. Sorry.
Probably smell like dog, actually.
Robert Johnson to check in.
Okay.
Sit there, Vance, please. Sit.
I'm going to ask you to sign something for me.
Yep, that's fine. Just give me one sec. Good morning. It's now Thursday the 11th of July, and I thought I'd give you a quick update on the end of this boo. The hotel has actually proven so far to be very pleasant, despite the name, the Old Swan Hotel, and despite the reputation. Some reviews on TripAdvisor suggest it's a little bit outdated. The room is modern and comfortable. The staff have been very friendly so far and helpful, including showing me up to my room and reading some of the room service menu for me. And, well, I'll let you know about the breakfast later on. The one downside, I would say, and it's unfortunately a bit of a usual gripe, at least in this country, is despite the cost of the room, which is not inconsiderable, Wi-Fi here costs £10 a day, £5 an hour, £10 a day, £20 a week. Pricing structure deliberately designed, it seems, to extract as much money from you as possible. I find it really disappointing that in
the current age when pretty much everybody has a Wi-Fi enabled device, that it's not seen as being an essential item that is included within the room price. There we go. I won't be childish about the rest of the hotel, the rest of the experience. I shall update you in due course. My day is going to be spent at the Great Yorkshire Show, which I'm really, really looking forward to. It's a bit of an annual event for me, although I didn't go last year because of taking a lot of time off work for the Olympics. Really looking forward to doing it, meeting up with Yorkshire Mark. I suspect there will be lots of food tasting and cattle watching and, dare I say, a little